Here on the Uncoverables, a podcast that runs through Montreal, Quebec, the CKUT radio team. We're going to be speaking to Gaeté with Elwood Epps, who's a local musician who you ought to know if you are into sort of mostly improvisation, but we're actually going to be speaking about his newest project, which is South African jazz. That sort of explains our first track there. That was Abdullah Ibrahim off of his album. It's called Sotho Blue, which came out in 2011 on, I believe it was Song Lines Records or something like that. He's sort of a heavyweight of the South African jazz movement, been around for a very long time, but that was a newer recording of his from 2011 again, that had Belden Bullock on bass, George Gray on drums, Cleve Geaton on alto sax, and Keith Loftus on tenor sax, as well as Andre Merchinson on trombone and Jason Marshall on barry sax. And getting right into the interview here, we're going to hear one track from Elwood's band, Togetherness. We're going to hear the track Togetherness, of which they're named by Don Cherry. This is a recording of theirs from a live show over the summer. And they're really just working on live shows right now. So it's... we'll be hearing more from them if you're not from Montreal, I'm sure, in a little while. But for now, we're mostly going to be speaking about their mentality behind live shows and where they're headed at the moment in that sphere. And so let's just dive into the music, and then we'll dive into the interview. The interview's a little rough around the edges. We had to improvise and use a very old recording device, but I don't think it sounds too bad. And Elwood is a great speaker when it comes to music, so check it out. Again, this is The Uncoverables. My name is Donovan Bertan, and we're going to hear the title track from the band Togetherness, which is an old Don Cherry tune. And again, we started off the show with Abdullah Ibrahim. And so check it out. I hope you enjoy this interview, and I hope you subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, or like us on Facebook. Check it out. Thank you. could you just give us a bit of an introduction to Togetherness, this new band, and I don't know, talk about sort of what you guys are working on right now. I know you're doing a bunch of live shows in Montreal, and I don't know, maybe just speak a bit about those and where you're headed after that.
Sure. Well, maybe I'll go back in the past a little bit and tell you how the band came together. I had been sort of collecting tunes as a listener and also transcribing and sometimes playing tunes from South Africa, South African jazz music, by people like Mongezi Feza, Johnny Diani, a lot of Abdullah Ibrahim's music. I'd loved this music for a long time, and I had been sort of looking for a chance to perform it in a concentrated way. And then I was put in touch with Russ Nurwich, who's a saxophonist who lives in Cape Town. And this past summer, he was traveling through Canada, and a mutual friend put us in touch. And we decided to do a couple shows together. And it was me who suggested, let's do some South African music since you're in town. And he was very into the idea. So we put a band together. We had one rehearsal, and we immediately did two performances. And now the band is continuing with Eric Hove playing saxophone, because Russ is back in Cape Town. And hopefully one day we get to do something with both of them. But it's a long, long distance between us now. The music, most of it is by South African musicians, but it's not limited to that. The musicians who are active in the jazz scene in South Africa in the 50s and 60s, most of them left the country for pretty obvious reasons. Mm. And some of them, most of them, I guess, went to Europe. Some of them went to the States, and they met and played with American and European musicians. And so there's this really interesting meeting of some traditional elements of Kwela, which is an earlier South African style, and American jazz music, and European and American avant-garde sounds. So you have somebody like, say, Mongezi Feza, the trumpet player, who left South Africa, ended up in Europe playing with people like Evan Parker, but also meeting musicians like Don Cherry from the States. And so we're covering music by the South Africans, by Americans like Don Cherry, and also William Parker by extension, and also some European folks. We play a tune called Kwela Pekwana by Misha Mengelberg, who actually just passed away yesterday or today, apparently, the Dutch pianist and composer and founder of the ICP, Instant Composers Pool Orchestra. So it's a music that's really spread out from one place and combined with lots of different elements.
Yeah, that's one thing I was sort of wondering about when you made this group, because I know you as sort of from the tradition of like improvised music and more of an avant-garde background. I mean, obviously you've played in many different situations over the years, but it's interesting that dialogue has always been there. It's not that you're sort of trying a new style as a trumpet player. You're still like maintaining this avant-garde edge and, you know, engaging in a dialogue with South African jazz that's always existed.
Yeah, that's it. I've always been a jazz player. That, as far as my trumpet playing goes, that's absolutely where it comes from. Depending on what night you might have heard me in the past, it's not always obvious, because I'm pretty flexible as an improviser, and sometimes I'm playing with people who are not jazz musicians at all. So it's a question of shared interests or tradition, experience. But I've done things in the past, like I had a band called Stuffy Turkey that played Thelonious Monk's music for about 4 or 5 years. But mostly it's true. I've mostly done either music that's really completely improvised, or I'm playing compositions by either myself or people who are also on stage with me, people like Jean Derome or Nicholas Kaloya. So it is a bit of a different direction on the surface, but for me it's part of the same continuum. And use the word dialogue, I like that. It's really it's interesting for me to find the tension between total freedom, total improvisation, and playing repertoire, having the limitations of respecting the pieces that you're playing. It's a huge spectrum from one point to the other, and I'm really interested in all the points along the way. So it might sit at a slightly different part of the spectrum, but for me, that's mostly what it's like on the surface. It's really about trying to feel free with the people you're playing with. And what is really different about this band, from my point of view, is that it's a band. It's not a project. And right now, I'm not doing any other quote-unquote projects. I don't have other bands. I think in 2017, it's almost impossible to have a band and to work all the time. But that's what I'm trying to do, realizing that it's impossible and that we're not going to play six nights a week in some club for 5 months at a time. But I'm trying to get as close to that in this world as possible, because I want to go the distance. I want to go really deep with these musicians into this music, and I want to hit the wall and go through the wall with these people. And sometimes when you're doing a million different things and it's a different band every night, it's exciting, but you don't get to see how deep and how far you can go into something. So that's, for me, that's what's different, and that's what I'm trying to do with this music and with these musicians.
So you have a bunch of Montreal shows, right, scheduled in March, which you're in the middle of right now. And, you know, what's it like playing, you know, with the same people every night, or every show, rather? Like, what do you think the relationship is like in that situation versus sort of the typical improvisers world that's more like playing with different people all the time? Is that, what has that done for your musical relationships?
Well, I would have to get back to you maybe in a year, because we're really at the beginning. We've now done 3 performances with this band, and we have, like you said, we have one tonight. We have one on March 11th at Cheval Blanc. And then on March 31st, we have one at 185 Van Horn. And so we're just starting to really get started. Plus, the first 2 shows we did were with Russ, and now we're working with Eric. So we're reconfiguring the chemistry as we go anyway. So I can only really talk about what I'm hoping to do, which is, like I said, to go as far into things. And I think it's like any kind of relationship that people have together, that if you're in it longer, you're going to come up against certain obstacles. You know that with family, with whoever, you know, you're going to face certain things and you're going to have to go through them. And for us as a band, we're always adding new repertoire, and we're dealing with this world of huge repertoire that's not played very often, and so it feels new, and it's exciting to transcribe new tunes and bring new tunes into the band. But we are going to play some tunes many times, and maybe even the same set list several nights in a row. So you have to dig deeper than the surface to make it new. It's not just that, oh, last night I didn't play with this mute in my trumpet, so I'll do it this time. It has to be maybe going a step further than that. Or just trying to make something new in a different way. But the bottom line is to keep it new and keep it fresh.
Speaking on somebody like Eric Hove, he plays in this group Calmunity every week, which is sort of like funk grooves. And I guess that would be sort of akin to the South African music, which seems to be sort of like a groove and like a melody that repeats a lot and like a collective improvised feel. And he's also dived into like avant-garde stuff. So I think like the flexibility is there with these musicians you're playing with. It's just about pushing it, sort of focusing it into the relationships of the band.
Yeah. Each person in the band really has interesting and different experiences. Some of them I've known longer than others. I've known Scott Thompson, who plays trombone in the band, for somewhere between 15 and 20 years. It's a long time, and we've done a lot of different things together. We've played Steve Lacy's music together, for instance. We've done a lot of different improvised things. We've worked in the Ratchet Orchestra together, many different contexts. And so Scott and I really have the free improvised music background together. That's the context where we know each other the most. And like you said, Eric has played with Calmunity for a long time. And there is the groove connection. This music is definitely a groove-oriented music. It has a lot of repetition. And so it's not... This idea of newness is interesting because you might ask the bass player to play the same 4 or 5 note figure 100 or 200 times in a row. And then you have to wonder, well, how is that? How can that be fresh? And how can that be new? And I think it's a good question. And I don't have the answers. I just know that when I'm playing this music, it feels completely fresh and new and in the moment. And it has nothing to do with history or the present or the future. It feels timeless for me. I'm aware that some of the tunes we're playing are 50 or 60 years old. And, you know, I'm aware of our collective past experiences as a group. But for me, the music is very free and it feels like an unlimited world.
I mean, South African music isn't something you hear a ton in Montreal. I don't know. I haven't been here that long. Maybe there's a secret underground South African jazz world that I don't know about. But do you think that sets you apart as a band at all? Do you think that that will draw attention to your shows?
Well, of course, I hope people are drawn to our shows.
Yeah.
And I don't know of any other groups in Montreal who are covering this repertoire. I hear a tune or two here and there sometimes. But beyond Montreal, I only know of one other group in the world that is really dedicated to covering this music. So it's pretty rare. And the music isn't talked about, I don't think, too much in jazz history courses or places like that. And I'm not sure why, because I think it's a very important part of jazz history, but it doesn't easily fit into one of these periods that we favor. When we talk about jazz history, we often talk about, oh, there was the New Orleans era, and then there was Chicago, and then New York, then the swing era, and then bebop, and then, you know, these blocks, one after the other, as if they had no overlap. And the music that happened in South Africa in the 50s and 60s and has continued since then and spread out throughout the world since then. It doesn't fit into one of those boxes because I think some of the musicians, like, say, Abdullah Ibrahim, I'll use as an example. If you listen to his earlier music in the 60s, he's completely interested in Thelonious Monk, Duke Ellington, Fats Waller. You can really, really hear that in his piano style. But he's also clearly interested in what Ornette Coleman is doing, what Cecil Taylor's doing at the same time. And so I think for people who try to make us a simplified version of history, this poses a lot of problems. And then the fact that Abdullah and other musicians went to Europe and worked with Americans and Europeans at the same time and were dealing with very traditional things but also very avant-garde things at the same time, it's hard to put it in a box. And so maybe that's one reason why we don't see a lot of magazine articles about that period of music. I don't know. I just know that it's really great music. And I think what's interesting is that it can be of interest to people who are into bebop, who are into avant-garde music, who are into earlier, much earlier jazz styles, as well as people who like groove-oriented kinds of music. It's kind of all of those things, really.
Yeah, I think there's a accessibility to it, too. I mean, I don't know. It's sort of just a pleasant type of music, but also with a lot of opportunity for going off the rails a little bit in improvisation. So, I mean, you just handed off to me a CD. Are you guys recording anytime soon? Is that a goal of yours, or is it more trying to do live shows?
Right now, we're trying to play live as much as possible. So the CD that I gave you is actually very amateurish recordings from our summer performances. They're not bad, but they're far from sounding professional. With this band, I know that these days, usually you go and make a CD and you have a nice website and then you go and try to get performances. And I'm just trying to not play that game purposely right now with this band. I'm not in a hurry. I've really been in a hurry for a lot of my life and done too many things at once and felt sort of overwhelmed by that. And it made me really sick at one point, and I was out of the scene for a few months. So right now I'm happy to take it slow, try to take it a little more naturally. And I feel like the whole history of music, of jazz music especially, is something to be learned from. And I try to take my inspirations as a musician, but also how I try to run things as from a business point of view. I try to take those inspirations from all the periods of jazz. So I look at, yes, we do have a website. In this day and age, it's not hard to do that, and I want people to know where we're playing and be able to watch a YouTube video of the band. But at the same time, I'm trying to spend more time transcribing music and rehearsing with the band. This band has rehearsed a lot. I think we've done as many rehearsals as we've done more rehearsals than performances right now. I'm hoping that won't be true very soon because I'm hoping to do more performances. But the kind of business model or working model, let's say working model, that I could take from the past, which is to try to get the music to a very high level before we're going to record it. Yeah, that's what I want to do. So I'm not in a hurry to record this stuff. I want to play for people, and that's the main goal for now for this band.
All right, great. Again, this is Elwood Epps of Togetherness. You can find them on Facebook. I believe it's Togetherness-Montreal. And check out, do you want to just list off the shows again?
Yeah, sure. And you can find information about all of our shows at elwoodapps.ca/togetherness. We're playing March 11th, 6 p.m. It's an early show at Cheval Blanc, 809 Ontario Est. That's part of the Jazz Sur Mars series. That's going to be a lot of fun. It's a really great place to play. We'll be doing two sets, so from about 6 to 8 p.m. And then March 31st at 185 Van Horn, which is the old L'Envers spot, we're doing a show with CKUT's own Andy Williams, the DJ. That night's probably going to be more of a dance kind of night. We're not going to be doing very much different from the band's point of view, but we maybe have fewer chairs available for people because the music is very danceable. And those are the shows that we have coming up right now. But check the website often because we're out there hustling for more right now.
All right, great. Thanks. And that just about wraps things up for us here on The Uncoverables. Again, we just heard a discussion with Elwood Epps, and following that, we heard a tune called Angel Namali by Dudu Pakwana, another South African jazz musician. And before the break, we heard Togetherness by Don Cherry, who's an American free jazz guy, but he obviously branched out to world music very often in his career, which sort of explains a lot of the inspiration behind Elwood's group here, I think. So I'm just going to finish off with one more track. This is a bit of a new release by a group called Trouble K's. I just got this in my, got an advanced copy in my email. Trouble K's is it's sort of a French and Japanese free jazz group, and we're going to hear a track from their new album, June. And it's just part two. It's just sort of like a five-part album. Again, just released today on a Circumdisc Records. And again, this group is Satoko Fuji, big-time Japanese pianist, and then drummer Peter Orens, trumpeters Natsuki Tamura and Christian Prevost, and Sophie Engel is on there with Didier Lasseri. And yeah, that's going to wrap up the show. We're going to hear part two of their album. It's called June. You can grab that today at Circumdisc Records. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Elwood, and you can check him out at Cafe Resonance tonight, or this was recorded on March 3rd. Can you tell? yeah, you can catch him out at Cafe Resonance tonight. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to this podcast, but it's not March 12th yet, you can check them out at, I forget the place. But they're playing a show on March 11th. Yeah, and some great local guys there. If you're not a Montrealer, I'm sorry that this episode wasn't really for you, but hopefully you enjoyed those live recordings. And yeah, thanks for listening. And keep it locked. Subscribe. My name's Donovan, and check out part two off the new album June by Trouble K's. Thank you. Thank you.